Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Looks like our ball landed in the rough.
Laddie, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Actually, the whole course looks like the rough.
What is it?
Well, it's green.
It's British Open Week on The Fan.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local train comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
How else can I keep my reputation as a miracle worker?
Dusty and Cam on 1080.
Up your shaft.
The Fan.
All right, we're a little late, but it was worth it. The Jimmy Garoppolo conversation really stirring up the text line. Better you today, 55305. Maybe we'll get into how big of a deal Jimmy Garoppolo taking a porn star on a date is later in the show.
Maybe we'll get into it on Would You Rather.
Oh!
Right now it is time for the weekend! Would You Rather, what do you got for us, Buck?
All right, gentlemen, we have five categories to choose from. A couple of them inspired by the Open Championship. So first we have Great Scott. We also have Don't Mess with Loch Ness. We have Calling the Cops. Okay. The Wild Wild NFC West QBs. And Little Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
That one.
Well, and need to give a shout out to our intern, Christian Thurley. He's been doing a bang up job. He sent a couple bizarre news stories in. This was one of them. There is a father in New Zealand who pled guilty to having his 10-year-old son drive him around as a personal Uber driver. So the police pulled him over when the kid pulled perpendicular into a parallel spot. Oops. With his dad sober in the passenger seat.
Sober?
Oh, no, excuse me. The kid was sober. The dad was going to the bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the dad was drunk at the time, too?
No, he wasn't even drunk yet. He was just getting his kid to drive him to the bar, and then the kid was going to wait and he was going to drive him home. Yeah.
All right.
He admitted to the cops it was not the first time he'd done it. He was basically using his son as a taxi driver. So the question is, would you rather have to explain to the authorities, police officers, etc., why your 10-year-old is driving you around, or would you rather have to explain it to the child's mother?
Wait, the mom didn't know?
Oh. Yeah, I'd much rather explain.
I'm assuming
to the
she would not have gone for it.
I'm going to explain that one to the police.
Even if it involves charges coming your way?
They'll have no fury like that of a mom upset.
Mama bear not happy. Yeah, probably the police. Like, I could get out of the police.
Yeah.
Not with the wife.
Yeah,
not with mom. Couldn't get away with that. Kind of got to live with that one.
Yes, you do. Or no, you're probably going to die.
Yeah, well, dying.
You're going to die.
Flesh wound, maybe.
Yeah. Scar.
No flesh wound.
Minimum, you have a scar somewhere.
Minimum. Hatchet wound.
Minimum. Flesh wound.
Yeah. All right, Cameron, what do you want?
I'm going to go Great Scott.
Great Scott. Well, as we know, the Open Championship is at Carnoustie this week. Two of the Scottish delicacies, one of which a couple of them we talked about yesterday. Haggis, which, as a reminder, contains sheep's pluck, which is heart, liver, and lungs, with minced onion, oatmeal, suet, spices, salt mixed with stock.
Sounds so good.
Traditionally encased in the animal's stomach.
Encased in it?
That's what they boil it in.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like the stomach is wrapped around.
Well, you know,
I would try.
I'm not going to say it. I would try it. I got to try it before I judge.
Do you want me to tell you what a hot dog casing is?
And then you have black pudding, which is a type of blood sausage. It's made from pork blood, pork fat, beef suet, and cereal.
Is this Scottish food?
Yep.
These people are disgusting.
So the question is, would you rather have to consume a pound of haggis or a pound of black pudding?
A pound? You know what?
If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat anything. So these, obviously this.
So yeah, which is least the more
people
appealing.
Have lived a lot longer than me, and they've been eating this for a very long time, and nothing's wrong.
Not every single Scottish person is older than you.
I'm just saying the people.
But it's more fun if you think of them that
the
way.
People.
Well, you are Scottish.
I have a little bit.
Aren't
you?
You
know what Cameron means in Scottish? Bent nose. Scottish Gaelic.
Turn sideways.
Yeah, I broke my nose about four times, so it's about right.
So it's correct.
And my nose redone a couple times.
Oh, you had a nose job?
I had to. It was sideways.
Adorable.
It was sideways.
Was it?
It was. It was over here. It was under my left eye.
You look funny.
Yeah. And do you have any photos of that?
I do.
Nice.
Can I see those?
I'm gonna take the blood sausage. That actually sounds pretty good to me.
It's blood pudding.
Or
black
but it turns
pudding
into sausage.
It includes
right?
blood sausage.
Oh, so it's pudding that but it's warm, correct?
Well, so it's the sausage, but it's also combined with
the worst pudding ever.
A beef suet. I don't even know what that is.
Is it like a soup or something?
It's kind of like a porridge or something.
Right. I'm going black pudding. I'm going black pudding.
Blood pudding.
No, black pudding with blood sausage.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We really screwed that up.
We did.
Because I was calling it
I
that,
I want to know
too.
If anybody's out there had it or if there's Scottish, like authentic Scottish food here in Portland. I want to go try this.
I've had blood sausage. I have not had black pudding.
Okay. Unrelated to this, you know how we were talking about the Highland Games the other day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email the next morning asking if I wanted to participate in the Highland Games.
Awesome.
Why you?
Yes, the answer is yes.
No, it was like, well, it was like a go to the Highland Games. Like,
oh.
Big Brother, I think, is
watching.
And it
listening.
Wasn't like I...
Or
it was,
listening.
It wasn't the ones in Portland. It was like, come to the Highland Games. I think it was like in wherever Washington has theirs.
Okay. Hmm. You did the caber toss?
A regional Highland Games.
Fun. Throw some stones.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
It's crap.
All right.
It's great.
All right, Dusty, don't mess with Loch Ness, the wild, wild NFC West QBs, or calling the cops.
Calling the cops.
So obviously earlier this week we had the incident at the pickup game where man called the cops because he was fouled too hard.
Man.
There was, point of contention there.
Yeah.
We got another, this is from Christian as well. There was a man in the state of Washington in Vancouver who broke into one of those escape rooms. You know, have you seen those team building things?
Yeah, it's locally.
Yeah, and...
we need to go to an escape room.
What the heck is that?
It's basically like you have to use, like, you know, intuition and clues and stuff to break out of a bad situation. It's a team building, kind of a corporate
it's
building thing.
It's a maze.
I was going to say, isn't it a bunch of refrigerator boxes laid down where you crawl out of?
No, it's not. It's more complex than that. It's like, it's basically, okay.
Gosh.
It's like the movie Saw... But you're not going to die.
No.
You know, you have to, like, solve puzzles and riddles and...
Oh, darn.
To stay
but
alive.
Anyhow, this criminal, he broke into the escape room. He was a burglar. And then he could not escape. So he had to call 911 four times.
funny
thing
Vancouver?
Was, he actually did escape.
Oh,
and when
God.
The cops showed up, he was outside eating a burrito.
Oh,
but
got me, guys.
So the question here is, would you rather call the cops on yourself for actually breaking the law, or would you rather call the cops on someone else for a completely bogus reason? Like the hard foul in the pickup game.
Oh, I'm calling the cops for a bogus reason.
Yeah.
I think you know? Like,
I don't want the reputation that goes with that, but like,
yeah.
I'm not going to incriminate myself for breaking into the escape room.
Is it just the escape room, or maybe you're just weird dude and you need to call the police on yourself?
I mean, it could be that, I suppose.
You know what? You just changed my mind. I'm calling the cops on myself.
Because you're just a weird dude who does it.
You're on that fringe area.
Yeah, officer, you're going to need to come over here. Yeah. I got some stuff happening.
I need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go on myself then.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of with that one too.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Loch Ness or the wild, wild NFC West QBs.
I'm going to go with Locky.
Nessie!
Give me some Loch Nessie.
So I learned through the Huffington Post that there's actually a protocol and policy in place in Scotland for what happens if someone actually does catch Nessie, the Loch Ness monster. They're supposed to collect a DNA sample and then just release him back into the water. So the question here is, would you rather have a peaceful encounter with a mythical figure like a Loch Ness monster or like a Bigfoot, but not get that sample and not have any evidence of this encounter? So basically anyone you go and told, they just have to take your word for it. Or would you rather have a violent run-in with one of these figures, but you end up having to kill the beast, which gives you proof but makes you a pariah for the rest of the community because you killed either Bigfoot or Loch Ness monster?
Go ahead.
I don't care what people think. If I see it, it's done. It's real. It's mine. I take it with me forever. Done. Sealed. I don't need to kill the thing. I'd let it back in the water, but it's in my brain forever. It's mine. I don't care what you think, people.
Okay, you're going to be a wacko for the rest of your life. I'll kill the beast!
I see dead people.
Yeah, because... all right, yeah, you can. I'll be a pariah in the public after
that.
Oh,
you're going to take the picture with the giraffe guy?
But no, if you come over to my house, you can see my Bigfoot rug.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Your Bigfoot rug.
No.
You got your trophy room at home, too, Dusty?
At least I could be like, guys, it attacked me. Oh, what did you want
you
me
do
to do?
You do have the built-in excuse. That's yeah.
It was self-defense.
Yeah, you were swimming. You were skinny-dipping with the wife. And you had to defend her honor.
I tried to hand Bigfoot a beer, and he whacked me upside the head.
Next time, give him beef jerky.
Like spider monkeys.
So I shanked him in the jugular with this rock.
Why is it a him? Nessie sounds like
it's... I shanked her in the jugular with this sharp rock.
Right.
Last one we'll do it real quick is the wild, wild NFC West QBs. So we know about Jimmy Garoppolo dating or going on a date with an adult film star. There's also something else floating around the internet. I have not confirmed with any reputable news sources, so we don't know that this is for sure true, but apparently Jared Goff had a group text leaked in which he said that he wanted in
hate group text.
Slang, group text with teammates.
I hate him.
Love him.
Hate him. He had, if, for lack of better... He used slang term, we won't use that, but he essentially wanted to bed Sean McVay's girlfriend, his head coach. So...
What?
Yeah.
You have proof? Where's this at?
No, what if you just lies. Look up Goff, yeah, it's around.
Lies.
So I don't know if this actually happened or got leaked, but the question is, would you rather try explaining to your boss what you were texting about his significant other... Hmm. Or try explaining to your family that you are dating an adult film star.
Hmm. We will answer that next on The Fan. All right. As part of our weekend, would you rather, Buck posed the question. Would you rather be in Jared Goff's situation where it was leaked that he wants to... his head coach's girlfriend, or would you rather be in Jimmy Garoppolo's situation where you have to admit to your family, I'm a porn star? What say you, Mr. Cleland?
So I have to tell my head coach, or I have to admit to everybody
that you love and know that may judge you.
Okay.
Because of this.
So I'm a single dude who's young in the NFL, and I find somebody else's woman attractive.
Yeah.
And if that never happens. Okay. Or I have to tell my dad and mom that I'm dating an adult star.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the coach. Coach thing. Because I would be upfront and honest. I mean, come on. That's a compliment.
My family.
Wait, of course, Aaron. You want that's a compliment.
It's a little uncomfortable, but it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, and if your head coach is like, yeah, me too.
Can I share?
You know, it's like, duh.
So here's the thing. I'm gonna go off the rails just a small little bit. It's Friday show, and I don't care because I had a tough day yesterday. We're sitting around, group adults sitting around golf course. Not my goal. I'm not a member there. So it's a member area.
Okay.
Sitting around. Older gentleman.
Okay.
Great guy. He's got a wife. She's well endowed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just what I mean, you know, up tops.
I know what you're talking about.
Up tops, out there and proud.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Do what you do. Do you. Whatever you want. Very proud. One of the guys, his wife's at the other end of the table. She walks by, says, I haven't met you. Said, you know what? You're a great guy. And by the way, your wife has great boobs. Offended or not offended?
Why would you be offended?
No, I'm asking you, offended or not offended? Just met the guy. Never met the guy in your life.
So wait, this is, you said it was somebody else's wife came up to the guy and said that?
Gentleman sitting at the end.
Yeah.
He's been having a few drinks.
Uh-huh.
Hasn't met the wife yet. She's at the other end of the table.
Okay.
Out and proud. Guy comes around and said, hey, I haven't met you. The husband of the wife. The guy looks up at him and never met you before, man. But boy, your wife's got great boobs.
I wouldn't be offended.
Offended or not offended?
I'd laugh. Because you know.
Yeah.
You know.
The guy was kind of offended.
Yeah. Really?
Kind of offended. You find that strange?
Yes. Yes. What, like, it's a weird move by the other guy, but it's not anything to get offended over.
And it's a weird move, something that I would not do.
I mean,
I think part of it's so unexpected that you kind of aren't prepared for how to react to that.
Because he literally shook his hand, shook his hand, grabbed his by the hand, and said, boy, your wife's got great boobs.
Yeah, I don't.
That's the first thing out of the mouth of when you meet the guy.
That's a weird move by him, but I'm not offended over that.
Compliment or yeah.
Like you get offended.
I'm totally cool with that. Like I'm like, she's my wife. She's going home with me, not with you.
What would be offensive is if he shook your hand and was like, your wife's got tiny boobs. You know, like, that's a weird thing
well,
to
that's
say.
That's a problem, yeah.
You'd be like, what?
Goes without saying.
Like that's a dig. Like that guy was trying to be a compliment.
Yeah. So I sat there. I was like, oh, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen
Hercules.
Here? What? Tickle me interested. I'm like, this was a while ago. So I just was went like, you could just see my fingers. I'm like, Dr. Evil here. I mean, what are we going to have?
Like this
can be a, but I enjoyed it every second of it. It was quite hysterical, a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But I'm okay in awkward situations. I find myself enjoying them.
Yeah.
I do, because everything else is boring and stale and status quo. You need some awkward now and then in life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Okay.
So what happens is a call happened the next day to the powers that be, which is the wives in the circle, and said, he's pretty upset that he did that. You better watch out. He's not going to want to do that. And there's a little bit of, the circle.
Oh, God.
The circle just went around. We're talking.
So it's.
These are 40-somethings.
It kept going?
Oh, yeah. That's, I think it finally kind of got swept under the rug a little bit, but it got tossed up to, this guy's kind of, he's had too much to drink. Too much to drink.
Yeah. All right, so what would you do in this? You said you would live with the coach.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment. If you say something, I think if you're a single man, single dude, young kid, and you're there, and you essentially, Jared Goff is a young man. I mean, he's 20, he's 23, 24. Mm-hmm. And it says, hey, man.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, wife, she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
She's hot.
Yeah.
I think that's a compliment. I'm very secure in myself.
I'm going with the, I'm going to go with the, with Taryn the family on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be fine with it. You know, it's not like I'm like, hey, this is who I'm going to marry. You know? You never have to.
Are you afraid to talk to your coach though? Would you be a little bit fearful?
I feel like it would turn into a long time inside joke.
Yeah.
You know, it would turn into something that that coach gives you crap about for the rest of the time he coaches you. And
okay, if it's Sean McVay, it's different than say if it's like Bill Cowher
or Bill Belichick. We've seen Bill Belichick.
Are you going to say Bill Belichick's girlfriend?
Yes.
She's an attractive woman.
It depends
woman.
Who your coach is.
And, and Tom Brady's been in this situation before because there is a video that you can find on the internets of Tom Brady under center, and then he points at the middle linebacker and goes, Cougar, Cougar, Linda, Linda, Cougar, Linda.
Oh, that's a compliment, Coach Bill.
They have an audible cougar in Linda.
Because
Linda
is the cougar.
And that's
She's
Belichick's
not in Panther
girlfriend.
Stage. She's still in cougar stage.
Yeah. So.
Marcus styling. She's not in.
Do you think Belichick was like.
Tom, she's going home with me, Tom.
Tom, what was that?
What was that? What was your audible?
Ha, ha, ha. That was hilarious, Tom.
No, I think Coach Belichick, he does have a funny side to him. He is pretty funny when he wants to be. Mm. He makes fun of himself. He is not afraid to make fun of himself. It's true. It's pretty cool when you get to do that. You'll never get that on the outside. But, again, it's a compliment. Other guys, though, super sensitive guy. All know who super sensitive guy
about
is.
About their wife?
Yeah, or girlfriend. Get your eyes off that. You know that guy.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well then, why are you dating her?
Because he's a bro.
Because you...
He's bro.
You thought she was attractive. Exactly. Nobody else is
allowed to do that. What do you want to do? Put her in a... I don't know.
Is always something that is baffling to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the things that the ladies in the Middle East wear?
A burqa?
Yeah. That's it.
Sure. I guess, yeah. Yeah. That's what that guy wants to do.
Right. That's what he wants to do.
All right. 55305, Better You Today text line. Our textual relations today was Willie Taggart. He's recycling. What are some of your best coachisms that you have come across in your days? Here's Buck with SportsCenter. You know, we were talking in our Better You Today report there,
yeah.
Trimming the fat, about the A's and them catching ground on the Mariners and Astros. Do you know that, God forbid, the Angels beat the Astros today?
Shohei's pitching.
God forbid.
God forbid that happens. Awful. The AL West will be the only team in baseball with four 50-win teams.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating me because everybody's good in this division. Can we get... I mean, come on.
Okay.
The AL West consistently is one of the best divisions and over.
Think about this. If the Angels beat the Astros tonight, they will become 50 and 48 on the year and be 13 games out of first place. Yep.
There you go.
13 games back and you're 50 and 48.
Yeah.
I mean, to put that in perspective, the AL Central has one 50-win team. The AL East, which everybody, all we hear is Boston, New York, right? All they have is Boston and New York.
That's it.
Everybody else is under the 50-win mark.
Why do you think the AL West consistently has been... I mean, I know Houston is upgraded, and I look at the Rangers, and I go, oh, the Rangers. But they've always kind of been flirting there. Then you go Oakland and Moneyball, and then Seattle just comes out of nowhere. Yeah. And then, of course, you would expect LA to always be there for some reason, just because of the talent they have, and they have the best player in the baseball.
Yeah.
They have a budding superstar.
I don't know.
They have an old man that can still hit it.
I know. The NL West is in the same predicament, though, because they already do have four 50-win teams. But they have, like, nobody has gotten any separation. They're all kind of in a pack where the Dodgers are 53 and 43, Diamondbacks 53 and 44, and then you have Rockies have 51 wins and the Giants with 50 wins. And the Padres aren't a bad team. They're 40, well, yeah, I guess they are. They're 40 and 59 on the year. Like, the AL and NL West are really good divisions in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But all we hear about is the AL East.
Well, this is why I say what Rob Manfred said 2 days ago. Baseball needs to realign, add two more teams so we can expand the playoffs. The reason why you need to expand the playoffs is that you get what the NFC South did in football last year. Three teams in. Mm-hmm. When your division is so good, why, and I'm going to use the word that drives me crazy all the time, but I'll use it in this context. Why is it fair to throw out the crap that's in the Central and in other divisions just to give them a spot when your division is the Seattle version of 7-9 getting in, you know, in football, where it's happened before, but when you have a division as good as like the NFC South is and the AL West is, wouldn't baseball be better if some of those teams were in and we got to see them battle it out in a 3-game series or something that gave you more baseball in October?
Yeah, the problem with that is, if you extend baseball's playoffs, the World Series ended November 1st.
I think you just start earlier. I mean,
start the whole season?
Yeah. I mean, why? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, okay.
Well, because of all the games that were snowed out and rained out back. Like, you can't start it any earlier.
This is one of those things where can baseball go back to from 162 games? Can they drop it back a week?
Bingo.
Can they bump it back 1 week? Because that's all we're asking for. You could get all these early weekend. That's great. It's like wild card weekend.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Play a little 3-game series or a couple more 1 games. I don't, whatever it is, make it interesting. Because the College World Series is so great because why? Lose, double elimination.
Double elimination,
you're out and you still get a chance.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
These long 7-game series, I get it if you're late. You want to go ALCS, NLCS. But early, let's get some more drama.
I don't know, man. That World Series, those LCS series were pretty awesome last year in baseball. But you're right with the divisional round. You could probably go back to a three game, go two rounds of three, mm-hmm. and then two rounds of seven.
Who would be against more baseball playoffs? What? Is there anyone out there? Traditionalists? Angry?
I don't know. I really want to see the wild card go to three. I think it's crucial because if a team finishes, let's say in the Mariners situation.
You'll get your one starter.
Let's say they're chasing the Yankees. Well, or maybe they pass them. But if there's a five-game gap between those two, we're now going to let just your ace go out there and change that you were the better team all season?
Or why play 162 games and have one game decided?
Right. No, I agree. I mean,
one game.
It cheapens what you've done all season long.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I know you do.
I have no idea why, but no, but you're right. Like mentioned.
Hey, I would take it. The Giants won that game twice and went on to win the World Series twice. So it's definitely benefited my team. But I think that
you have a mutant in Madison Bumgarner.
But I think the number one team should host a three-game series. I think the top team should host the other for three.
Yeah. Well, and like this, basically what you're saying is, so the Yankees are five games better than the Mariners right now, but James Paxton goes out and just throws a gem, and the Yankees have one game where Luis Severino or whomever it is, it doesn't have his right stuff, and all of a sudden their season's over.
Yeah.
Baseball is a sport of series. It's never been a sport of one game. And so I don't like that one game decides a series sport.
I don't know. Game seven was pretty awesome.
Within the series?
I get it. All right.
World Series bragger.
Let me tell you about...
Gosh, never thought you'd be a highfalutin, but you have.
I'm not.
Mr.
I'm not!
Highfalutins.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. You winners. I'm telling you.
I'm going to knock you down
you
a peg.
You winners. Get off that little pulpit you're on.
I can't wait. I can't wait until...
You win again?
The Mariners win a World Series.
When will that be, Dusty?
Well, and then they'll turn into Seahawk fan, which is over the top.
What?
It's like, come on,
The true Seahawk fans, and you certainly know the true Mariner fans.
I know, but you know the 12s. And then they'll understand why it's exciting to win a championship.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, I get it. I believe that the baseball fans are different than football fans. I believe that.
Baseball fans are different?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very different.
Okay.
Is that fair?
No, because I think bandwagoner, the conversation we're having is bandwagoners, and they know no bounds. Like,
Other than Dodger fans.
Players.
Which can be very dangerous to go to Chavez Ravine and wear the other team's gear.
Dodger fans don't even care about baseball. They don't even care. The fourth inning.
Yeah, they don't even care. Name angry baseball fans.
St. Louis Cardinals get up in arms pretty frequently.
Cub fans do.
Angry, but we're talking like...
I agree. It's a different beast. You don't have people fighting each other in the restrooms.
Pitchforks and torches aren't coming. Exactly. Yeah. Baseball fans are
Cub fans don't do that. Well... Hold on. Buck didn't say anything about this, but Giant fans can be exactly the same way. It's just when you go to their stadium instead. Giants and Dodgers.
I think a candlestick, but not anymore.
No, there was an incident a couple of years ago where a Dodger fan got stabbed outside
Again,
the park.
Again, Dodger fan.
But he got stabbed by a Giant fan.
By a Giants fan.
Again, Dodger fan.
Well,
look.
Wait, you're victim shaming a guy who got stabbed.
I am not victim shaming.
Yeah, he's a Dodger fan.
I'm saying if all the fans are to get into it, we just gave you two examples of the one. One was the Dodger fan.
And the Giants have been in there in both scenarios, too.
Right.
So I'm going to say Giants and Dodgers. I just want to throw another team in there, you know?
Yeah, baseball is for letting the players fight, not the fans. And even that, they don't do well.
All right. We get you set for the day on the fan and... This weekend on The Fan, 844. Who's watching to see what you will do? Everyone's looking at you. Yes, I missed this last week.
What'd I tell you, Bug? There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
You know what? I should have pulled this, but our recorder's been down. Oh. Cam and I tried to imitate... Your excitement coming out of this song last Friday. Yeah,
so I love this song.
You weren't here last Friday.
No, I wasn't.
And both Buck and I tried to emulate.
Yeah, not to,
your excitement. No, I think
it went pretty well.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a yeah, baby, woo.
Yeah, and
I tried to, and I did the yeah, buddy. I'm almost certain I did the yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I tried the double thumbs. Yeah.
Bite the lip.
Yeah.
You bite the lip.
I did.
You bite the lip. Well, you guys just don't love Fridays as much as I do.
I do.
Oh no, we do. We missed you, Dusty, and we were trying to bring your presence back.
Well, keep on trying. All right, Carnoustie, the Open Championship is here.
Open.
Tiger, Tiger Woods, y'all.
Who cares about that? It's Zach Johnson, man. He's the leader.
Oh, he's so boring.
He is. He's the NASCAR of golf.
What?
From Iowa.
Everybody wants to watch the crash?
No, he leads the tour in logos.
Oh.
He does.
No, that's true.
He averages 9 to 10 logos.
Well, Zach Johnson was in the lead after shooting a 67, but Kevin Kisner
Kisser.
He went 5 under yesterday. He is 3 under today. He's on the 15th hole right now, 8 under for the tournament. Tiger Woods finished today's round even par again.
Mm-hmm.
71-71.
Just can't get off to a good start in these tournaments. He can't in majors.
Well, it's better than Phil.
Well, yeah.
It's also better than Sergio, Dustin Johnson, and Bubba Watson, who are all way over par. Well, Phil is 2 under right now on the 14th. He's even.
I think Justin Thomas is out of there, too.
What's the cut line at currently? I'm not looking at the leaderboard.
500.
500?
Yeah.
Two over.
Yeah. Projected cut line is at 2 over. But Tiger Woods he spoke after the tournament and the Masters.
Yes, we did.
We played the guy's audio. Yeah. There's a guy who does impressions of all of the golfers.
So good.
And he may have nailed Tiger Woods this year. Oh, I'll play him. It's okay. Yeah.
You got the mouse.
Well, no, I thought Buck
I didn't know. You don't know which one of these is going to be Tiger and which one's not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea. Buck has got actual Tiger and guy pretending to be Tiger.
Let's see how close
he was.
Conditions are tough, man. But, I think I'm putting well. Really do. And my back feels good. And, yeah, I feel good, man.
It played a little on the quick side out there this afternoon. The balls were definitely rolling, and I thought I played a pretty solid round. Unfortunately, I didn't take care of both par fives, and I hit 8-iron to both of them. The round certainly could have been a little bit better.
Conditions are tough, man. But, I think I'm putting well. Really do. And my back feels good. And, yeah, I feel good, man.
It played a little on the quick side out there this afternoon. The balls were definitely rolling, and I thought I played a pretty solid round. Unfortunately, I didn't take care of both par fives, and I hit 8-iron to both of them. The round certainly could have been a little bit better.
If that guy was outside instead of in a studio,
yeah, you would know.
It would be really tough to – it'd be tough to decipher, but now.
I'm putting well. My back feels better. It's really tough. And then the gestures, too, with the nose grab where you take the you take the hand. He's got the tape finger, and you grab the nose. You pinch the nose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed. I hadn't seen this guy before.
He's really good.
His Dustin Johnson was great. His Phil Mickelson was great. His Ian Poulter was great.
Ian Poulter. Yeah. My favorite was Justin Rose. The just the slow talk, Justin Rose. Blah, blah. A gentleman as I play. Yeah. It's very gentlemanly. Tea and crumpets.
Yes, it is.
That is Justin Rose. Haggis. I'm a Olympic champion, and I have my medal.
Yeah. Also, angry fans.
When I kiss you, it's long and wet.
Okay. You just made me feel really.
I want to leave that with you.
The high of heading into the weekend,
and with that, happy Friday.
Just was all spoiled by your creepiness.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Justin.
Okay. We have two people chiming in with fan bases that may be violent as well.
Okay.
We forgot Phillies fans. I mean, Phillies fans, obviously.
Anyone in the city of Philadelphia,
right? And then Red Sox fans too. They're angry.
But they just throw beer on each other. They don't stab each other.
Wait, we didn't talk about this either. Did you see what the city of Philadelphia did during the World Cup final?
Yeah, that was awesome. No. They just replayed the Super Bowl. Yeah.
They had a big video board, closed down a street.
That's fantastic.
And replayed the Super Bowl instead
of
the World
Cup. And it
was
lit. Everyone was going crazy. Like it was a live game.
All right. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon. Noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague are at Baseballism of Quimby in the Pearl. And then Isaac and Souk with Primetime also at Baseballism in the Pearl with our friends at the Portland Diamond Project. So go on out there. I think Mike Barrett will be there. They got some new gear that they will be unveiling out there. Head out to Baseballism this afternoon. Noon to 7, the Fan has got you covered. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on the Fan. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.